Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
We're going to have a lot of fun this week, aren't we? I can feel it. This is Loopers and Gattanazzo. Listening to Mullet Monster Matthew underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Loopers. I'm calling them Loopers. It might be Loopers. Santander punk rock, Tony.
Okay.
Northern Spain. Santander, that's Basque, isn't it? It's a Basque region.
I think so.
And that track, I'm calling it Gattalazzo. Gattilazzo. I'm afraid my Spanish isn't great. What is Loopers or Loopers Bandcamp page, Tony?
Loopers.bandcamp.com.
It's as simple as that. LUPERS.bandcamp.com. And that track is one of four we're featuring this week from a new Folk Records, which is Friends of Los Chicos, Folk Records compilation called, called Girls Just Want to Have Fun, .. and Rights. And it's come out as a result of International Women's Day, which we didn't make a big thing of last week, Tony.
Ah, okay.
Although every day is International Women's Day in your house.
That's right.
It is. Right. Anyway, it's really, really good. And it's. I thought it was going to be all female funny, but it's not. There are some blokes on it. Right. But it's an absolutely brilliant compilation that I think is a pay what you want. So I think you can get it for nothing. You can get it for nothing. If you go to Looper's Bandcamp page or you go to Folk Records, F-O-L-C. Folk, if you type that into the net, you'll find it. And it's a really, really good compilation. We are going to be playing four tracks off it over this show. This has been one of those shows that has just happened and come together without any real effort. It's been beautiful.
Nice.
You can tell I'm in a good mood, can't you?
I'm smiling. You really are. Yeah, I can feel it. I can feel it.
I think it's because of the international fuckwittery that's happened this week. I just find mind-blowingly brilliant. I haven't got a joke or a poem for you. If you have a joke for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. If you've got a poem, do the same thing, title it Poetry Corner. If I did that the wrong way around, I apologise, but you know what I mean. Anyway, Loopers, absolutely brilliant. Make sure you get hold of them. It's not the first time we've played them on the show either. I'd love to see them live. But in terms of the international stuff, Tony, I don't know. I love it, mate. I love it. I know we can do last week, this week, whatever, but I just got to get this out of the way right now. I've got to hand it to the Russians. I just think they're brilliant, right? I think they're absolutely brilliant. like,
it's basically the Shaggy mentality, isn't it?
It's just like, it's a dude, it's not actually James Bond, all right? It's just a film, it's not real. They're great, aren't they? And now Theresa May says she's going to declare war on them if they don't say sorry by midnight or something. It's just great, you know.
Happy
it's
times.
Like, it's just brilliant. It's like St. Albans going to war with Nazi Germany. You know, it's just absolutely ridiculous. But my favourite thing this week, Tony, I will just say this before the next song. Not only do I have to hand it to the Russians, I've really got to hand it to the Greeks, right? Now, so at the weekend we had some, it wasn't football violence, some football protests in England. West Ham United fans went a bit mad when they were losing and they all had a go at their managing director, and it was suggested that he left the ground and the game was stopped and some kids hid in the dugout, and it was all, it wasn't like a flashback to the 1980s, it's just not like that, it wasn't like that. It was a ridiculous thing to do and stupid, but everyone went absolutely mental about it, completely missing. Have you seen what's gone on in Greece?
I haven't, no.
There you go. Completely missing what was going on. I think it was AEK Athens against PAOK Salonika. Where the managing director of PAOK Salonika was upset with the ref, so he walked on the pitch with a gun and we're going to shoot him.
Jesus.
And the Greek government have suspended the entire league. I mean, that is... Wow. That's a football crisis right there. Where's damn you pussies? Please arm yourselves. Yeah, it's just amazing. Anyway... I've got that off my chest now. That's one of the reasons I've just been grinning so much, Tony. The world is, and then Donald Trump sacks his Secretary of State and replaces him with a bloke called Pompeo. So there's Trump and Pompeo are the main men. It's the fartiest presidency ever. Anyway, I've had enough. I'm cracking on.
Okay.
Great band I'd never heard of before this week. A band called Drink and Drive, Tony. Now you know Mark E. Smith of The Fall, R.I.P. However, there is a band that I rather like, The Fall, and they're from Oldham. Now, Mark E. Smith, I think he's from Prestwich, wasn't he? But anyway, Oldham, which is North Manchester as well. And you know what? They're absolutely brilliant. They've come via German Shepherd Records, and we're going to play a song right now. They're called Drink and Drive, Tony. What is Drink and Drive's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Drink and Drive Band.
Facebook.com/Drink and Drive page.
Yeah.
Describing themselves as I am, sort of as lo-fi alt punk. I love this, mate. It's Paulie B and the Internet One, Tony One, and this is Springtime for Drink and Drive.
Now it's springtime for drink and drive. the sun it shines. I'm the one that brings. It makes the flowers grow. It makes the birds sing. Singa, 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 singa.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Drink and Drive and Springtime for Drink and Drive, which is off their latest EP, which is out now. They've got an album out as well, which I have got, and we will be playing a track or two off that in the coming weeks, because they're not my new favourite band. They're my new favourite band this week from Oldham. I'm loving them.
Mmm.
And then, of course, there's Boris Johnson's hair, just to carry on the mad week. Boris Johnson's hair is getting out of control. Have you seen on the TV now? Boris Johnson looks like... Now, his hair's gone so mad, it looked like Donald Trump after a wind tunnel or something.
Oh,
it's just brilliant. Yeah, it's just all over the place. I love him. I just think the world's a mad place, and right now I'm really glad to be in it. Because I know that other people are terrified by all this stuff and, oh, this is bad and this is bad. And just embrace the madness. Just embrace it, Tony. That's what I'm saying.
You're very happy today.
I am. Speaking of embracing the madness, you got any Facebook?
I do.
That means there must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. Right, thanks for Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, do get in touch, do like to hear from you. Comments, much better than messages. Messages we may not respond to, comments we generally always respond to and read them out. So do get in touch. Three this week.
Ooh!
Ash Willett's been in touch.
Fancy that.
Yeah, he says, another great night of music in the warmth of my own home. Cheers, Paul B. Edwards. Need another comedy night in the Duke soon, please.
Yeah, just get back down to the pub, Ash.
There you go.
We're talking, of course, about the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
There you are. We both nearly forgot that then, didn't we?
It's been a while. It's been a while.
And hi, Ash. I hope you're well. And I'm really pleased that you're so excited about Spear of Destiny.
Yes.
Yes.
Simon Knott's been in touch.
I was hoping you'd read this out.
He says, I can't log on to Facebook now without bursting into an involuntary rendition of that fucking jingle that you two never tire of. Rotters.
It's just brilliant, isn't it? It's like, of all the songs we played and everything we played over the last 12 years, it's like the things that seem to stick in people's heads the most are that jingle, the end credits, and our bad singing.
Yeah, excellent.
I'm going to giggle all the way through this. I don't think I've ever been in such a good mood.
It's disconcerting.
It really is.
And finally, Fred's been in touch.
Hello, Fred.
Frederick Johnson.
My mate in Sweden.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm never sure where from. I always get it wrong, but he's in there. He's in the woods somewhere.
He says, happy belated birthday to everyone, PT and Punky. I fell after for a while because of laziness. But for now, I'm up to date. Cheers. And oh yeah, are you all done with the tiling, Tony? Well, Fred,
are you?
I think you'll find I am. And I think
you'd like to go to if you'd like to go to facebook.com/punkyradio, you will be able to see Tony's majestic tiling.
Yeah, well, I thought, you know, it's, a picture tells 1,000 words, so I did post pictures of my floor. If you'd like to see more examples of my handiwork, why not pop his Facebook comment just saying, how's your bathroom? Or, how's the lounge? How's the light fittings? Wherever you want, let me know. Hit me up. thanks for getting in touch, so Fred.
Just make sure it's DIY based, otherwise he won't respond.
Nah, not really, not much, no.
That reminds me, by the way, I've got a word of the week after the next song.
Okay. I'll see you on Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook,
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Now, I've got two songs in a row coming up now, Tony. Stay tuned for Piss River. That's something I just love saying. But first up, a band we have played before with someone we haven't played before, but the someone we haven't played before when she's in her band as it is, has a certain drummer called Rob Tyler drumming for them now.
Okay.
This is Sister Cookie and MFC Chicken. This is another track from Girls Just Want to Have Fun and Rights. Tribute to International Women's Day compilation out on Folk Records out right now. And MFC Chicken, we played lots, right, and we think they're brilliant, and I've seen them live, and Spencer the lead singer is just a top bloke, but he's only singing a bit on this one, because they've got Sister Cookie in as a guest, and Sister Cookie is a Nigerian blues beauty, Tony. Now resident in London town, and I've got to know MFC Chicken, and I've got together and done this song, and it's brilliant. I really like it. I think you'll like it as well. It's a... What is... Now, we've done the MFC Chicken Facebook and all that loads of times. If you want to find out about MFC Chicken, just type in MFC Chicken to the internet. They're everywhere. What is Sister Cookie's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Sister Cookie?
It is kind of, but it isn't, because it's Facebook.com/Sister Cookie. So it's SisterCookie. So even though she is Sister Cookie, the conventional spelling of sister in all ways, she's not on Facebook. She's Sister Cookie. SisterCookie. Paulie Vincent 2, Tony 1, DMAF.
Where have you been?
I've just been to the library, baby.
Spencer, it's 3 in the morning.
It's a 1 in 24-hour library.
Do me a favor, I've heard that job before. Do me a favor and walk right out the door. And if you turn around and open your face, you ain't gonna need no more toothpaste. Do me a favor.
Cried hard to look inside. What do I feel? What to decide?
You're listening to the Fusilis underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Piss River, all the way from Umeå, Sweden, and a track called Desolation, which is, right, now, is that their new single, or is a track of, it's their latest release, I think.
Right.
What is Piss River's Bandcamp page?
Pissriver.bandcamp.com.
It is, it's Tony Too, poor being, isn't it, Too? It's even 40% of the way through. No, we're not 40%, are we? I don't know what 4 out of 9 is, something or other. Don't do the math, Paul. 2 plus 2 is 4. Might as well that's 3 quick maths. I'm in a good mood. Do you know what I feel like, Dave? I feel like I'm peeled off my gourd and wearing a clown suit, right? having the right old time of it. Yeah, Piss River, what a great band. And that's the second time we played them, maybe the third. And there will be more to come from Piss River.
Right, okay. Excellent.
<All right. laughs> Tony, did you do anything last week?
Did.
Oh,
I did.
My goodness, it just keeps getting better.
I know. So I was threatened. So I never went out for my birthday. So we went out Thursday last week. So about 2 or 3 weeks later. We had a cake in the morning.
Right, you did all the things you said you were going to do, did you?
Yes, it was cake in the morning. And then we went to into town for dinner and cocktails.
You went to that place I cannot recommend lowly enough.
Exactly. So I let Steph choose, and then she chose that place, and I went, well, Paul says not, so we went somewhere else.
That's what you went. Paul says no, we say yes.
We tried one other place, it was shut, then we went back and just had it. Right. It was nice.
Yeah, look, there's nothing intrinsically wrong with it. It's just not what it says on the tin. It promises so much, and it's just a nice looking bar that's a tiny little bit quirky and, in my opinion, very overpriced.
Massively overpriced.
Did you eat in there? How's the food? Was it
very
right?
Nice. Yeah, I had jerk chicken. Steph had fajitas.
Yeah, right.
Lovely.
How does that make any sense?
I don't know. I've got no idea what the thing is. What the theme is, apart from...
It doesn't know what it is either. No. I mean, that's the thing. It says, someone sat down, had a brilliant idea, and then four or five other people did their best to ruin it. That's how it feels. But it does look very nice. It's just when you walk in and there's skulls on the steps, you think, oh, here goes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you get in there and there's just a bit of dry ice down the end of the bar.
Yeah, it's weird. But I did enjoy it, to be fair.
Right.
But, yeah.
Would you go back?
I doubt it, no.
It's a one-off, isn't it? It's a one-off destination. You go there and check it out once, and then you don't go again.
Yep.
I tell you, man, it'll be shut by Christmas.
It wasn't very busy, but then again, we did go four, but it still wasn't very busy.
Yeah.
So
when I went in there, it was I don't know what night it was, actually. When did I go in there?
It was midweek, wasn't it? I can't remember.
I think it was midweek when I went as well, and it was quite busy, to be fair. But it was just, what's the point?
Hmm. Yeah. It was alright.
Even Brian Clubstone is back on it.
He has. And then...
I did that.
And then we mean to go to cinema for months, so we've been trying to catch up. So we went to cinema last night to watch The Shape of Water.
Oh, right.
Because it's finishing soon.
Is it?
Yeah, it's been out a while, so we've got to see it.
So how long do I have to wait to miss it?
Probably about another week, not be long.
Did you like it?
I did. Yeah, I like his films though, like that Del Toro fella. But anyway, he's kind of like a weird fucked up fairy tale. I liked it, it was good.
It's a modern day adult fairy tale, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely adult.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. It's really uncomfortable sitting in a cinema in between
with
one woman I know. No, but the opening scene is her masturbating in a bath. And that's how it opens. So, yeah, it's quite adult.
Right.
Yeah. Highly recommended.
But how did you... Yeah, I was going to say, how did you and Steph feel about that? It was a bit of a raunchy date.
We're fine with that.
You're fine with masturbating in the bath, are you, Tony? That's so reassuring.
Yeah. That's how I spent my Monday. What did you get to last week?
Well, I don't think we've got time to talk about it now.
Oh, okay.
I went to see Joe Carly in the Old Dry Skulls last night.
You did? How was it?
Fantastic. Had a really, really lovely time. And then I'm just going to say briefly, and I interviewed Tim one of the old Joyce Girls. I'll explain it all next week. And we'll do, hopefully we'll play out the interview next week and we'll play a track to go with it. And I'll tell you all about it then. Should I do that?
Yeah, that's cool.
And then I got back at 1 minute to 12, which meant I could get to the Pelham at 1 minute to 12. So I had a drink and I said to my mate Manny in the pub, listen, man, if you want to come down for a chat, feel free. And he went, yeah, I'd love to. Anyway, I didn't lock the door so he could walk straight in. And he walked straight in with everyone else in the pub. What are you doing? There's only six of them there. But he just brought all six of them out. Well, God. No, it was another impromptu bloody party, wasn't it? I didn't want that.
Blimey.
Anyway, but so I was going to go into more detail about that, but I'm not now. Instead, what I'm going to do, Tony, is I'm going to play you something from the vaults, although it's kind of isn't. Hancocks, who are Pip Hancock's the lead singer of Guanabats, and Johnny Bowler, who's also in Guanabats, have got a side project, or did have, I don't know what's going on, called Hancocks, which is more sort of punk rockabilly than straightforward psychobilly, and extremely good. And we got the album, I didn't realise how long ago it was, we got the album 5 years ago, Tony. I thought it was really? A lot more recent than that, yeah. Anyway, I've been on their website, and there doesn't appear to be that much going on, but you can have a look at the site anyway, their website, which is
Hancocks.com.
Hancocks-music.com or Hancocks-music.com. Hancocks, Hancocks-music.com. You can find out all about the band and the project, but I don't know whether it was maybe a one-off and they just shelved it and went back to doing what they were doing before, because I haven't heard from them really since. But anyway, it's a great album. We're going to play a track from it right now. It's Paul of the Internet 3, Tony 2, and this is Black Door City.
Last one out. Last one.
You're listening to Dizorro's underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Hancock's and Black Door City, a great band. And actually, if you get a chance to see Guanabats, who are still touring, they're doing a European tour right now, I think. Do go and see them. They're absolutely brilliant live. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh. Tony, just before you start.
Yeah.
I would say as well that the Flower Pot, which is where I saw Joe Carly and the Old Dry Skulls last night, has loads and loads of gigs on. It's a fantastic venue. So if you feel like closing it down ever, why not bother their listing?
I'll add to the list.
Yeah.
Where is it? Was it reasonable to find? Reasonably central, or?
It's a cab ride from the station.
Right, okay.
It's on the, it's a sort of ring roady thing on the outskirts of it. But it's a nice pub, actually.
Okay, cool.
And it's the home of the Black Iris Brewery, which has now moved around the corner from me. That's weird, isn't it?
It's weird.
Anyway, crack on.
Right, so if you have any gigs, don't forget to do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play. Doesn't have to be in the UK. It is international, but these things do tend to be in the UK at the moment. Well, we're tuned to hear the ones in the UK at the moment, rather. Fred's been in touch.
Hello, Fred, again.
And considering Fred lives in Sweden, he's sent us some UK gigs.
Ooh!
He says, hello, Tony. Got some material for the gig guide. Sumo Psycho is back touring the UK again. Have we played this before? The name rings a bell. We must have played
them. No, he's mentioned them before. I don't think we played them.
Right. Okay. So they're on like a two-week tour. They're starting at the in Chester tomorrow night. That's Wednesday night. But there's actually quite a few tour dates. So if you go to our Facebook page, it's Punky Gig of the Week. All the venues on there. Milton Keynes, Sheffield. They're at Hammerfest at the weekend on St. Patrick's Day. Rebellion next week. So there's lots of things there on. So if you are interested in going, I think they're supported by Scarlet Riot, I think it was. But yeah, do check it out if you can. The tickets are about £10-11. If that is your bag, do go check them out.
It comes with Fred's seal of approval.
It certainly does.
So is that it?
That's it.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh, hoo, hoo, hoo.
So,
hey, you know what? I've got. You know they found another Russian dead.
Steph said this afternoon, yeah.
As well, it's just breaking news. We don't know much more about it so far. But I think this might be a job for the man from Uncle.
Right.
I think it's time for Napoleon Solo and Ilya Kuryakin to get in on this, or failing that, King's Men or something. Because the men from Uncle famously have been battling thrush for over 60 years now.
Right, okay. It's the one thing I can never remember. I remember vaguely the show. I know they did a remake recently.
Watch it. Watch one of the. It's great.
Okay. Yeah,
absolutely brilliant. It's really, really tongue-in-cheek. Is it Robert Vaughan? Is it Robert Vaughan, I think?
Was it?
And could that be. Bloke who was then in Sapphire and Steel.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's really good. Watch it.
Okay.
And it's just like what's happening now. It's ludicrous.
Excellent.
Absolutely ludicrous. I'm going to play you two more songs in a row now, Tan.
Okay.
Stay tuned for Greasy and Grizzly. But first up, I'm in such a good mood. But first up, a band that also starts with G, and I've got no idea how to pronounce their name. G-R-A-V-V-E-S. Is that Gravis? 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 I don't know, but anyway, you just mentioned Chester, and they're from Deeside stroke Mould, which is very close to Chester. It's just the other side of the border in North Wales. Yeah, and Mould's lovely, by the way. It doesn't sound it, does it? But M-O-L-D. But Mould's it's a great place, Mould. I had a great gig there once. It was a lovely time. I'm going to describe these as great fun punk, Tony, but they are lyrically imaginative and humorous, whilst at the same time rocking out like the proverbial mother lovers. But what's their Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/, and I'm going to pronounce it Graves.
All right.
Is that it?
No.
Oh.
Facebook.com/ Gravis, Gravis, Gravis.
Bugger.
Yeah. Paulie B, Internet 4, Tony 2. Stay tuned for Greasy and Grizzly. This is Powerbomb.
Power bomb, baby. twat.
Cuando entro a un bar no puedo parar, por mucho que lo intente nunca tengo fin. Si me sirves una caña siempre será más, si me pones una tapa siempre quiero más. Siempre quiero más. Nunca tengo suficiente cuando entro en un bar. Sin tocido montañé, lujo chulo, nada de kilo pa' quedarme bien. Un sobao y queso picón, un buen orujo. Siempre quiero más, siempre quiero más. Nunca tengo suficiente cuando entro en un bar.
You're listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Greasy and Grizzly and a track called Quiero Mas, which I think means want me, doesn't it, or something. Anyway, they're a Spanish two-piece super duo. I'm giving you no more information than that. You can find out about them on the Facebook page, which is actually not like a band page. It's like it's a person. It's one of those. It's like a profile.
Right.
What is Facebook.com's profile thing?
Facebook.com/ greasy.grizzly?
It is. Huh. Well done. I wasn't expecting that. Congratulations. Facebook.com/ greasy.grizzly. Grizzly, GRIZZLY. And that's another track, which means we've got one left after this, from Girls Just Want to Have Fun and Rights. Out on Folk Records right now. A really, really good compilation. A lot of the other tracks on it are more sort of rockabilly and stuff, which is why we're playing the four that we're playing. But anyway, you get the idea. Absolutely brilliant. Now, I did forget to then do the Word of the Week after saying I was going to do the Word of the Week.
Okay.
Right. Now, there is a bloke called Nick Grekas, and he is Greek. And Nick Grekas in Greek means Nick the Greek, which I just think is brilliant, right?
Nice.
And he has an Italian wife, and they're in their late 50s / early 60s. And in the last 2 years, they've started going raving again. And they're having such fun, Tony. They are just having such fun. And they're getting dressed up in Dayglow, and they're going all over Europe, and they've become big stars on the rave scene. You see them at the front of all these things, right by the DJs, just having it large, and they're just having the best time. This is beyond a midlife crisis. This is just a complete meltdown. Right? They're just having so much fun. But he mentioned something on Facebook the other day that really caught my attention and really made me laugh. Because someone said something about an item of clothing, and he said, I'll look for it in my floordrobe. Right? And it really made me laugh because I've got a floordrobe. This isn't like, we normally do like swear words, right? But the idea of a floordrobe is just all your clothes on the floor, but you know where they are.
Nice.
Was a floordrobe. It's a great word, isn't it? I've never heard it before.
No, I've heard that before.
It's
great.
So close to wardrobe. It's perfect. So if you never get around to putting your clothes back where they should be and they end up all over the floor, you've got yourself a floordrobe right there. It's brilliant, isn't it?
Well, I like it.
It's a very welcome addition to the punky radio canon. Look at me with my phrases.
I know.
Tony, are you doing anything this week?
I don't think so.
Right. This bit might be a bit quicker then, because I'm not either. This is my fallow week.
Oh,
I have a fallow week. I'm sort of, because I'm on kind of fun rotation.
Right.
So because the week after that I'll be in Oslo, and the week after that's Easter, and the week after that's my next show in Hitchin, I have to have at least one weekend a month when I actually do nothing, and it's this week, so I'm taking it easy, Tony.
Okay.
I might be going out Saturday night, and I might tell you about it next week. I don't know yet.
Ooh.
It might be very funny. Well, it will be very funny. I'm just, I've got a feeling, I am being mysterious, but I'm going, so I'm possibly going somewhere on Saturday night where I possibly think I might bump into someone we both know, and I possibly might laugh like a drone if I do, and I'm probably going to tell you about it next week. Is that all right?
That's fine.
That's fine. All right then.
I am intrigued.
You should be, mate. It's potentially hilarious.
And you going out on St. Patrick's night as well.
Yeah, I know, but I'm going as far away from St. Patrick's night as I possibly can while still being on the planet.
Right, okay.
It could be brilliant. Right. I'm going to play another song now, Tony.
Okay, cool.
24 Club. I don't know whether you've heard of 24 Club, but 24 Club are the 24 rock stars that died at the age of 27. And the band 24 Club I describe as London new wave, and they sound quite old fashioned, but they are new, if you like. And there is a new film out called Postcards from London, which 24 Club have provided the soundtrack for, and this is one of the tracks from it. Has that made sense?
Yes.
Right. What is 24 Club's SoundCloud page?
SoundCloud.com/24Club.
I've got no idea why this is, Tony, but it's soundcloud.com/user-4640-83722. And I don't know why that should be. And it's the only 24 Club information I can find on the net. So I'm actually going to give the number out slowly. soundcloud.com/user-4640-83722. And you can find out about 24 Club there. Paulie B Internet, what's that? 6-2, is it? No, you got Greasy Grizzly, 5-3.
Yeah, that sounds about
five,
right.
5-3. You did well on that Greasy Dog Grizzly there. Very good. This is Tell Me What You Want.
Now, buddies, keep
you're listening to the Dust of Phonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was 24 Club and a track called Tell Me What You Want, What You Weirdly Want. And that's all we've got from them. So I don't know whether we'll be playing anything else in the near future. You never know. Before we do the next bit, Tony, I just want to say I've got more breaking news here. Sergei Lavrov, the Russian Foreign Secretary, has said in response to Theresa May saying that the Russians have got until midnight this evening to apologise or there will be consequences, he has just basically replied, "Yar, boo, sucks." Right. And I just got a vision of him going, "Yabu such." And as soon as he goes, Donald Trump banging up and say, "Hey, do you fancy joining my government?"
Nice. Yeah.
So it's just, it's all superb. It's all absolutely superb. By next week, of course, we could all be in World War III and I might not be laughing quite so much.
Or podcasting.
Although, you know what? If the Russians want to come and try and take over New Basford, good luck with that.
Well, they wouldn't stand a chance.
They wouldn't. They wouldn't make it up the hill.
They wouldn't.
They wouldn't make. They'd get as far as the lion. But they'd see the Pelham and say, "God, this is like Sebastopol. They've got their own back." Tony, have you got a twat? You must have.
I do.
Brilliant.
Thanks for chat nominations. If you do, everyone, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the twat's name or where they're from and a reason. It is that simple. Or twat pseudo thanks. Can't do the feature without you. So let me know. Do let me know your twats.
And I cannot stress enough, we do love twat.
Hmm. So, I've not heard of this listener before, so I hope he's a new listener or first time getting in touch with us. Chris from Pennsylvania has been in touch.
Hello, Chris from Pennsylvania.
Yeah. That's it. I am. It's a strange week. I'm getting emails from foreign lands about things happening in the UK. So this twat is UK based, but the guy's
not
to be
the centre of attention.
Isn't it just? Who'd have thought it?
I just feel sorry for Greece. They're being ignored, and that's where the real fun is right now.
Exactly.
Anyway,
so he's pointed out. Did you? Are you aware of this tweet that went viral about measuring potholes?
Oh no!
There was a tweet that went out showing a guy. Apparently, if a pothole is whatever, it will urgently be fixed if it's over 50 mil deep.
Yeah, it isn't an underground bunker where you go and get stoned.
No.
Although I wish it was.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
So basically, Cheshire West tweeted a picture of a guy measuring a pothole with a spirit level and...
Oh, God.
And checking the depth of it. But users pointed out that he actually wasn't putting the spirit level over the correct part of the hole. So it was actually measuring it. You have to see the photo. But he's not got over the whole width, so it's not really the full width deep depth.
Right.
Anyway, it went viral because he clearly was not measuring it correctly. And the guy was called Darren.
Hasn't the internet got better things to do?
I don't think it has, you know. But anyway,
the Russians are they're killing people with nerve agents, and people are getting upset about potholes.
Yep.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, and I've got listeners in Pennsylvania getting upset about a guy measuring potholes in the UK. It's bizarre. But yeah, so it went viral, and the guy was called Darren, who was doing the tweet, and obviously he got lots of
abuse. Think he'll become known as Darren the Pothole Measurer?
Probably. I should think so.
Do you think people say to him, "I'll sod off, Dan, and go and measure your pothole"?
Probably. So yeah, so that's the twat, really. So he said... Darren failed spectacularly at measuring a pothole with his not quite long enough spirit level. So he nominates Darren in the Cheshire West and the Chester Council for this week's twat. But particularly Darren for posting the BS picture on Twitter. He was very proud of his picture on Twitter.
But yeah, this is what a twat is all about, Tony.
It is. It's not always the big men, you know. It's not always celestial beings. Sometimes it's just a guy from Cheshire.
It's international and it's frighteningly specific. It's brilliant.
So we'll take it. So for not managing to measure pole correctly and posting his quite proud picture on Twitter and getting the associated abuse, Darren from Chester is a twat.
That was wonderful. I'll tell you what as well. Theresa May, right?
Oh, God,
you know,
yeah.
She's saying that she's going to give these Russians these dire consequences if they don't apologise, yeah? Do you know the most dire consequence there could be of Theresa May saying she's going to give you dire consequences if she showed up to ruin your party? Do you think that she just looks the kind of woman, don't she, that would show up and ruin your party?
Yes.
Do you think? I had visions when I thought of that just now. I had visions of just being at a house party and hearing someone shout, "Janet, you say your goodbyes, I'll get the coats." And Janet saying, "Why is that?" He goes, "Oh, Theresa May's here."
And she would pile up at the bar of the Pelham, buy everyone a glass of house red.
No, that's exactly what she wouldn't do for two reasons.
What's that?
First of all, there's no way she'd go at the Pelham. And secondly, they don't even sell red wine in there, mate. It's hopeless. It's absolutely hopeless. I'm surprised they've got any beer.
Excellent.
It's the worst pub in the world. I love it. But yeah, if she walked into the Pelham, I don't know what I'd do, Tony. I was about to say I might do something, but then I don't know what it would be. I cannot imagine the... Look, the point is we've got one song left. And okay. It's brilliant. And I want to play it right now.
All right.
Now, I don't know how to say... Is it J-U-A-N-A? Juana? Joanna? Might be Joanna. Might be Juana. It's another Spanish. This is Spanish rock and roll, Tony, all the way from Girls Just Want to Have Fun and Rights, out now on Folk Records as a pay what you want thing, which means you can get it for nothing. But anything like that, I'd say if you can afford a couple of bucks or a couple of quid or a few euros, whatever it is, throw them, because it's less than the price of a drink. You're going to help out the label, you're going to help out the bands, and you're going to get a fantastic album. So I think you can get this thing free, but I'd be disappointed if you did. You don't want my... There will be dire consequences. If you download this album and you don't pay a couple of quid for it at least, I'm going to get Theresa May to come around and ruin your party.
Wow.
Anyway, she's called Juana Chicharo, I think. And absolutely great. And what I want to know is, so I'm sorry that I'm not absolutely sure about this, but what is Juana Chicharo's, if that is indeed how it's said, where's that gone here, Bandcamp page?
JuanaChicharo.bandcamp.com.
It is, and it's JuanaChicharo.bandcamp.com. Juana Chicharo, I think. So well done in the end. Point of the Internet 5, Tony 4, and this is Batalla Naval.
Llenar.
That's about the size of it for this week's show. I hope you've had as much fun as we have. Tony, I've had a right laugh.
You have.
You're saying you haven't, cheers.
Oh, I have as well. Well, you've certainly been incredibly chipper.
That was Juana Chicharo and Batalla Naval, which I think means naval battle, probably. I'm not absolutely sure about that. Maybe you could mention the online stations that carry this show.
Yep, we're on Padunk, Padunk Radio, POD, UNK, Radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, that's A-N-D-R-A, and it's .se.
And thank you to both of those internet stations for carrying the show. I wonder if Chris in Pennsylvania was listening online.
He may be.
Who knows? We're both planning on doing little this week, aren't we?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, but it never works out that way. There'll be plenty to talk about next week. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure that you do download the bands if you've enjoyed their music. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, Poog, oh, Poog.
But you can't hear.